Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. This edition is another part of the 10-part series that offers a position-by-position look at the Steelers as we continue to count down the days until training camp opens at St. Vincent College. I'm Bob Labriola, and joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Today's position in the focus, in the spotlight, wide receivers.
This is the one where the cupboard is bare, right?
That's what I hear. I mean, that's what I read.
Gone. Forget about it.
Mike Wallace left. Oh, no.
It's amazing that the focus that's been on this position, not just since Wallace left, before he left, as he was preparing to leave last year as it was counting down. And now here we are, and the players at that position at least feel pretty good about it.
I think there's some pretty good players at that position.
Yeah, they remain a confident group, and the quarterback's got a lot of confidence in what's left, and we shall see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the group, to me, you know, this group of wide receivers, everybody needs, in every unit, needs the best players to play well. That means Antonio Brown has to be a lot more like 2011 than 2012. I mean, let's start there. He has to be a playmaker again. I think that, you know, Emmanuel Sanders is in a situation where the reality of his life working on this one-year deal, I mean, it's all out there for him. He needs to have his best season that he's ever had if he wants to, you know, ring the bell on the cash register. And that's a good thing for the Steelers. If he has a great year and makes himself so much money that he has to leave to go, you know, spend it, so be that. But you'll end up with a good season from him. And I like the two veterans, Plex and Jericho Cotchery. I think that they are both guys, you know, neither one is maybe what they were at one time. But I think that both of those guys can give you some things in some situations that you need in at times in games and at points on a football field where you need plays to be made. I think those guys have the abilities to do it. And then, you know, the draft pick, Marcus Wheaton, third round pick from Oregon State. I remember a third round pick a few years ago turned into a pretty good player.
What was his name?
Wait a minute, it'll come to me. He's down in Miami now. Mike Wallace.
That's him. You know, let's start with Brown. Just got to get consistency back. He had a couple of games last season that I'm sure he's regretting. Everybody remembers the Dallas game and the Oakland game and just too many mistakes that took away from some of the good things. But certainly a guy that the Steelers think can be at the top of the charts league-wide in that position in terms of production and playmaking and all that stuff. Emmanuel Sanders has a great opportunity to do what Keenan Lewis did last year. Now, all right, you're getting the starting snaps, the starting reps, so produce as a starter should. And he's had a few health problems over the course of his career, but a chance to not just make money but to be a much more of a focal point in the offense and set himself up to make that money. Jericho Cotchery, I think, is a very underappreciated guy in this not by the organization, but people don't talk about him a lot. I think he's good in the locker room. I think he's good in the huddle. I think he's good on third down. And Plexico Burress, I remember talking to him after the Cleveland game last year, Bob, when everybody was scattering after that 8-8 season, and he was already given the sales job. I want to come back. I got at least one more year in me. This was a goofy year. I came in late. I wasn't in shape. Talked to him in the springtime, and, man, he was just elated to be here, elated that his free agent status got resolved as quickly as it did, elated that he's having all this time to condition and get himself ready to go. It's a nice foursome right there, and then we'll see how the young guys can contribute and how quickly.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking, I think in terms of the roster, Wheaton would be, you're not cutting him. I don't believe they didn't even cut Lima Sweet after his rookie year, so you're probably keeping Wheaton. So, you know, you're looking, there's going to be some opportunities for some of these guys.
They did cut the guy from Georgia, Fred Gibson.
Yeah, but he was a four.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this guy's a three.
Three and four.
Yeah, well, it's a different day of the draft now, all of a sudden. But anyway, there's some opportunities for some of these guys on special teams. Justin Brown is one of those. Punt return guy. Maybe if he shows he can cover, you know, I don't know. Maybe he gets himself into the mix. David Gilreath, if he becomes Chidi Iwoma, you got to think about him.
Another one of those guys that's been on the precipice of establishing himself in the league for the last couple years.
If all of a sudden he's a gunner on the punt team and is making every play, you don't have anybody like that. So, so again, the makeup of the wide receiver unit coming out of training camp, going into the regular season more accurately, I think is going to be interesting because there may be some decisions made that are based on more than just what you can do on offense. So there are some opportunities, even though it kind of looks like a pretty closed group. We talked about the top four. The Steelers only kept four last year. So it would seem that, well, the rookies have no chance, or the young guys too. But I'm going to be watching, as I said. And this the kid from Utah, Reggie Dunn, what if he returns three kickoffs for touchdowns in the preseason games? All of a sudden, Reggie Dunn is not, Reggie who?
He's not done.
He's not done, absolutely. So, again.
That's the guy that runs 3.40s or whatever it's supposed to be. He's very fast.
Yes, very fast.
Beep, beep speed, you think?
Beep, beep speed, but he's also very small.
By the way, that was the greatest Chuckism of all time. When Chuck Knoll goes to Warner Brothers / Bugs Bunny.
What else?
I'm all in.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much game, set, match there, the emperor. The wide receiver thing, and this position too, Mike, to me, is very interesting to watch going from OTAs where they are not allowed to touch you to training camp where get your head down, son, when you're running across the middle. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if, maybe a safety or two is told to, bump into a receiver or two over the middle just to see what we have.
It has been known to
it
happen.
It has been known to happen. And then the required, the receivers stick up for their guy and the defensive guys stick up for their guy, and there's a lot of pointing and name calling. And then Ike and Antonio Brown walk up the thing arm in arm and everything's happy. And then before dinner, they're singing Kumbaya. But still, introducing.
Holding camp.
Right. Introducing the threat of violence to the wide receivers separates the men from the boys pretty quickly.
That it does. Stop me if you heard this before, but this is another position where it looks like the top end is pretty good. A lot of potential there, but what about the depth? The depth is a big question. I don't know if we've gone over that yet in this series with any of these other positions.
Yeah, you said to stop you if I've heard that before. Stop. That'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.